cluttered and expansive.
Ebel, you ever heard anybody use any special names talking about the smell of the butter that's rancid?
Yes, the odor of it is, they'd say, well, it smells rancid.
Would you ever hear anybody say that the butter was stout?
No, never heard that.
And, let's see, say, what do you call it? Or maybe it's something made out of fruit baked in a deep dish with a crust and maybe have several layers of fruit. What would you call that?
I'd call that a cobbler.
And, that, do you
or
that,
a deep dish pie, either one.
What is something you can make those beer on?
We just finished a peach, fresh peach cobbler. It's that way.
Say, somebody has a good appetite for you, so well, he sure likes to put away his
food.
What would you call it? A kind of sweet sauce that you might pour over a pudding?
Well, I would just call it a sauce. Either vanilla sauce or some sort of this cream sauce.
And, food that you took between regular meals, you said you had just what to eat, just
a bite to eat.
Ever call that a snack or anything?
Yes,
Which would you probably use more frequently?
Well, I think I would use a bite. I just have a bite to eat.
Say, if you were thirsty, you might go to the refrigerator and pour
a glass of water.
You might, say you knock the glass off the table. You said the glass. I knocked the glass off the table and it
broke.
Yeah. Well, you might say, well, I didn't break it, but it is
broken.
I asked you how much you've had to drink. You said, well, a lot of water. I've had what?
Maybe a glass of water.
And, you invite some folks over for dinner or something like that, and they're all standing around and instead of eating. What might you say to them? Get them there to the table.
Come help yourself. The food's here.
Yes, ma'am. And what about if you decide not to eat something, you might say, well, I don't.
Don't care for it.
Food that's been they cooked and served a second time, what do you say, call that?
Well, I'd say it has no flavor to it. Most of it.
The
second time.
Ever call those warmed over leftovers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which one would you
call them? I'd call them leftovers.
Say, well, just put food in my mouth and begin to
chew it.
Did you ever? Now, did you tell me yesterday that your grandmother used to make a kind of mush?
Oh, meal mush. Cornmeal mush.
How'd she make that?
Oh, she would heat the milk and the butter and then just sprinkle cornmeal on it until it got, about thick buttermilk or something of this sort. Call it mush.
What meal would you have had that for?
She would either have it for breakfast or for her evening meal.
You mentioned talking about breakfast, I think, yesterday, about eggs. Anything else you might have? Do you ever have a little white grain the South's famous for?
Grits.
Eat those very much?
Yes, we eat them quite a bit. And this friend of mine from California that comes, he said that he couldn't wait to get back to the South to get some grits. And he thought surely when he hit Louisiana, he went in, he couldn't get any grits. He came on, the first thing he came in the door, he grabbed me around the neck and he hugged me and he kissed me. He said, you got any grits? I said, yeah. He said, well, can I have a bowl full? But he would eat it with cream and sugar, like a syrup. And he just loved grits. Now, she would eat it as we do, as a vegetable, you know, with our eggs or with butter. But he loved it as a